Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1481. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Daliv Ben Rabbi and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe El Refua Shalema Elisheva Bas Yehudas Rezel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we started talking about last year, or a couple of shirim ago, but in reference to running, regular running. One is about not supposed to run on Shabbos. So we went through some different examples, but there are various times that one is allowed to run. In general, I want to do exercise. I want to go jogging, right? That you're not allowed to do. You're not supposed to go jogging on Shabbos. I'm going to do my exercise on Shabbos. I want to build up a sweat. I'm not working anyways. You're not allowed to do that. But there are certain times, we went through the various different ins and outs, but there are certain times that running would be allowed. So I just want to go through some of them. First of all, in Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos and Perek Chav Tes, he goes through, that's where he talks about these various different Divrei Kabbalah, these different things in reference to Memsar Chefsecha and so on. So he says one of the things, which we've mentioned a couple of times, in reference to going to do a mitzvah, derecheha, right? We said that your ways, in other words, you're running your ways, but when it's derecheha, your ways is also, he explains, derecheha is true. He brings down the parakof test, ois zayin, okay, is not allowed. Avol darchei shemayim is mutarim. If it's going to the darchei shemayim, a mitzvah would be allowed. So therefore he brings down, what would be some examples of a mitzvah? Now, and he brings down on the bottom that even though it's a person's taking larger steps, he brings down from the Ishla Avram, okay, but even though a person's taking larger steps, we said last I could, in other words, a person might think, I might have to run, but I can run with, have to run with small steps. We said you're not supposed to take steps that are bigger than an amma, but over here, when you're going to do a mitzvah, so that's for your running, which again, we'll talk about, there are some exceptions also. But when it comes to the most, if you want to call it the popular way, or whereby, you know, people should know that it's for a mitzvah would not be a problem, right? Darchei Shemayim is mutzaleh. Therefore, he just brings some examples. And again, even if it's larger steps, lachin is muta af avaf. Somebody's going to shul, right? And it doesn't only mean, well, I'm late. Well, I'm running. I'm 10 minutes late to davening, so I got to run. You want to run. You want to run to shul. Like this, you'll get there faster. You'll be able to learn a few minutes or daven slower, whatever the case might be. Well, he brings another example of shir Torah. I'm going to a shir, right? Again, and I'm not running late. I'm just want to get there quicker so I could use my time better, as they say. Shah Divri Mitzvah, some other mitzvah, somebody's running home to make Kiddush, right? My wife is waiting, kids are away, I want to run home to make Kiddush. So, but one of the things I do want to say, if you want to call it an exclaimer, that, a person has to be careful when running, I've heard in the past, running Erev Shabbos, supposed to run Erev Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos, but you have to be careful not to bump into people and not to, do it carefully. A lot of times people run, and they're not looking where they're going, and they bump into people or things, and then they say, excuse me. The person has to be careful when they go, if they're running, whatever. You're allowed to run in those instances where it's a misfit, but just to do it carefully. Okay, so that is one exception to the rule, as they call it, as far as running goes. Now, another exception he brings down, right, so the first one is mitzvah. Next he brings down is, let's say it's raining, right? It's raining. Well, I'm walking nicely, I'm walking slow, Shabbos, I'm enjoying it, beautiful. All of a sudden it gets cloudy, it starts raining. I still have 10 minutes to go till I get home. So I'm not allowed to run, so I have to walk slowly and get soaking wet. No, you're allowed to run also if it starts to rain. I want to run home, I want to make it home quick, I don't want to ruin my suit. Right? So I want to run home quick. So he brings down, I just want to mention, I always mention here and there, nothing to do really with Shabbos, but once you be careful, regular Shabbos suit, not to get it wet, because, again, being in the dry cleaning industry, it gets these bubbles and they don't come out. It becomes, I've seen suits that, forget about it, even my own suit, it gets a little drop wet and right away it gets these bubbles and it's very hard to get on. Mamish a suit, person wearing a suit on Shabbos, other clothing also, but especially a suit. The glue comes out from in the middle, and the mamish ruins the whole suit. The way mamish throw it in the garbage, you have to buy a new one. So, person should be careful. So getting back to our Indian, a person's walking, starts raining. I have to get home quick because it starts raining heavy. or whatever the case is, there's no, you know, klal in the, how much it starts even drizzling. So then I'm allowed to run home, so that will be fine. So he brings it down. Mutal loris b'mnei. He brings it down. Ois hey, does the shmir shabbos kehilchas again in perik chof tes. Ois hey, mutal loris b'mnei geshem v'chayitzibay. Could be it's snowing. Starts snowing, right, or something like that. So any one of these various different things, one would be allowed to run. He's not running, stump to running. He's running. He wants to get home, so he shouldn't be getting wet, or we shouldn't have snow, or whatever the case might be. So all that would be okay. Now, we said last time also in reference to children, children are allowed to add to their enjoyment. It brings down also Shabbos playing running games. They're running, right? They're running. Children, mutter, the little children you see all the time on Shabbos, the Kanayna Hara dressed in their white shirts, the girls, you know, the nice dress. It's the little children. They're running and back and forth. This is their enjoyment. This is their enjoyment. A little child's enjoyment is not to walk. And his enjoyment is to run, play. So all that would be allowed. Not just not for an adult. Again, the person says, well, I love exercising, so I'll do my exercise. That we don't do. But little children, this is what they, you know, they run around, so that would all be fine. You don't have to stop younger children from running around. Now, one more interesting thing, he brings down the Sefer Lamedtes Melachos, actually, on page 97. He says, from a dog, a person wants to run away from a dog, so that you're like, we're not talking about dangerous, obviously, it's not a question of dangerous. Sometimes it's a dog, even on a chain, it's just very annoying. The dog is barking, I want to get away. So there also, you want to run a block just to get away from the dog, or even a case in time, a person is afraid, you know, the dog is, might not be on a chain, whatever the case is. Nothing dangerous, but you want to get away from that dog, so that would all be fine. He brings it down, similarly, again, page 97, similarly, one may run to get away from a barking dog, even if the dog is obviously leashed or otherwise confined, so all that type of a running would be okay. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tov.